You're listening to the Broadway Vlogs podcast.
Hi, I'm your host, Claire. Join me as I take you behind the curtain of some of your favorite Broadway touring and regional shows. My name is Claire. Welcome back to the Broadway Vlogs. We are here with Mallory from Six, the musical on Broadway. How are you? How's quarantine?
I'm so good. Honestly, I've been very lucky during quarantine, you know, just cuddling my boy and my puppy, you know, but it's weird. It's weird not working and being on stage. But I mean, the film industry is alive and well, and like, it's been fun doing self-tapes and being really busy with self-tapes and like voiceover work during this time. So I'm very lucky to be able to tap into that world.
Perfecting part of the self-tape.
Oh my gosh.
I love that.
It's tough. We have all the ring lights. We have all the backdrops now. I mean, I like feel bad for my old self pre-quarantine because I was just like stacking up books to make it a tripod, to make it work. And I'm like, I can never go back.
We all of the boxes are saved. We have my roommate and I have two ring lights, and we're always like, oh, your ring light. Do you mind?
Yeah. The more light, the better.
We just recently bought a blue sheet for our backdrop. It's a lot of investment, but it's fun.
It's worth it. It makes it feel more professional.
It is. So you are an alternate in Six. You're also the dance captain for Six. But for those watching who don't know what an alternate is, can you kind of explain what your job is?
It's a little different in the Six world, but an alternate, we're basically covering multiple principal tracks. And on Broadway, the rule is we can only cover five principal tracks. So we have three alternates that cover five roles, and they sort of overlap. But because I'm the dance captain, I do have to know all six roles. If ever I'm teaching a new alternate the show or having to have rehearsal, I need to make sure that I know all the steps of the show in every role. Yeah.
You recently posted a picture and video of your Broadway debut. And I want to ask a little bit about that, what that was like making your Broadway debut.
Oh my God. It was so crazy. Like I came in super early that day at 10 a.m. The girls were exhausted. Like the preview schedule is real. You know, rehearsing all day, performing at night, it's a lot. And I remember they were like, hey, we're going to take in the alternates, bring them in and work with them. And like, as alternates, as understudies, you don't get to work with the writers, let alone the directors half the time. You work with their associates. And Lucy wanted to work on Heart of Stone at 10 a.m. And then, when was it? We worked on it. We finished. I felt so good about like our work that day. I was like, all right, see ya. And Lucy's like, do you want to make your Broadway debut tonight? And I just like fell on the floor and we were all screaming.
That is amazing. So fun. That is so special.
So crazy. It was so special. So, I mean, I can't believe it, but I sang that song like 10 times that day in rehearsal, on stage for sound check, my put in that was very short put in, and then boom, we did the show.
And you have such, Roberta is such an amazing vocal technician, teacher. So I'm sure getting to sing Heart of Stone 10 times was
pretty taxing. And then I went on the rest of the week. So I really got to feel what it was like to be on stage again every single day and be in a different space, be in a different costume, being in like the Jane Seymour costume was super cool. And like being in the theater didn't feel any different performing the show, but having like all of the extra elements was super cool.
Right.
And you know, you're constantly reminding yourself, this is Broadway. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it really like hit me until I started singing Heart of Stone, and I was just like, whatever, block out everything, just sing the song. And then by the end, I was just in such a celebratory mode and like everybody outside waiting to like take pictures and stuff. I mean, it's just, it's wild. And I had some great friends there. So yeah, it was beautiful, a beautiful day.
Well, and what I love about this show specifically is that the alternates, y'all have like, y'all are being heard. Y'all have a great fan base out there, which I feel like is so rare because not many people are like, yeah, alternate swing. It's like, you don't see that. So I think it's so fun that because Six is so small, that everyone is, that you're really getting the appreciation that you deserve.
Oh, God, yeah, it's amazing. And I think it's also because we're playing ourselves. So yeah, you'll see like similarities in like the Kay Howards or whoever the role is. Right. But at the end of the day, they're playing an extension of themselves. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be different. And I feel like it gives people more opportunity to find like relatable things about each other, mm-hmm. With every person that they see on stage and those characters. So it's just fun, you know? Yeah. Yeah. And to get to like mix around and like play everyone is just so fun.
So you kind of started in Chicago with professional theater. What was it like getting to do Chicago theater? Because that's quite different than New York.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's funny. I ended up doing a lot of commercial theater in Chicago. I was working a lot like at the Paramount and like the bigger theaters out there that are basically Broadway because of like, I mean, you've seen their productions. It's just absolutely stunning. And like we had puppets that are like life size and they're all beautifully crafted. You know, it's just like spectacle, right? But being able to like do commercial theater and then to also be able to be in a smaller theater that only seats like 150 people, like mm-hmm. a black box theater, was so fun.
Yeah.
There's this different immersive theater experience that you get working in Chicago. You get to really connect with the audience members and like stare into their eyes, you know? Like, you don't really get to connect with people like that when you're doing commercial theater. So I just feel like my Chicago experience was really well-rounded. Mm-hmm. And I got to experience all different kinds of musical theater. Yeah, it just made me appreciate like the fact that I could have a life in the theater world, but also remove myself from it. Mm-hmm. You get a good quality of life in Chicago.
Yeah.
And something that I always like, I feel like I'm on a soapbox, but it's so important in our industry, like entertainment in general, to be a person and have a life outside of our job. Like, we're the lucky few that love what we do for a living. Mm-hmm. We have to have other interests. Oh, Andre really? Told me that, by the way. We have to have other interests than theater, and it'll actually boost us as an actor.
Right.
By having real life experiences and enjoying other things. So, yeah.
And now, since we're in a quarantine of, you know, going on a year, like now is a great time to discover some things that you might not have done when you were, you know, working that 9-to-5 and auditioning and stuff like that and things like that. So now's a good time to do that. If anyone out there is looking for some things to try, I mean, now's
the time. I mean, like any hobby that you want to do.
Anything.
It's out there. Obviously, you know, it's harder to do a lot these days with it. We're still being in quarantine, but I mean, working on your audition book, taking voice lessons, taking acting lessons. I mean, there's so many workshops that you can be taking right now, which is amazing. Right. And there's, everyone's accessible. You can talk to anyone in this industry right now. And like for me, I like picked up boxing during the quarantine. Like, I don't necessarily want to fight anybody, but like, I want to know how to fight and I want to like look good fighting. If ever someone needed me in like a boxing movie, I want to be like, yes, I can do that.
Anyone ever needed to know, like, right on the corner of the street, do you, like, someone just walks up and is like, just random question, do you box? You can be like, yes, actually.
Yes, I do. And it's so much fun. Like, my boyfriend and I have been doing it, and we're fully obsessed. Like, I did not think that's what I'd be getting into during the quarantine, but here we are.
You know?
Yeah.
So you chatted a little bit about workshops and getting to do that. You are on Artist Neon and Broadway Plus, among other places, and we love those companies. And you've gotten to coach a bit. So what has that been like, getting to coach fans, basically?
I mean, it's so crazy and cool at the same time, because I remember the very beginning of the pandemic, I think like a couple of the girls in the cast or even maybe in the West End started teaching. And I was like, I want to dip my toes in that world. I've been wanting to do that for forever, but never had the time or the resources. So it took me a second to like want to start coaching people because I didn't know what I was doing at the time. I didn't have like, in my opinion, like I want to have a curriculum. I want it to be like a legitimate workshop, you know? So it took me a while to get fully interested. And then once I did and I started listening to people sing, I mean, it's just like being in the room again.
Right.
Being a reader or a casting person, and why not just like lift somebody up and talk about their material and make them feel confident in what they're singing and performing. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
And it's something that I love to do. So yeah, it's been really cool. And I've been seeing people growing throughout this time period too, to see like such fast, like vocal growth is kind of incredible.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen all the time. So yeah.
We will put all of those links down below. So if you want to book a session with Valerie, you can. All right. I'm going to look at some of these fan questions. And
see okay.
What people want to know. What tips have you learned from other swings to learn all the tracks in six?
Ooh, I don't know. It's funny. The only other time I was a swing was when I worked at Paramount and did Hairspray, and I was the swing for the Council Girls and also Tracy Turnblad. And I ended up going on all the time. I don't know how I did it. I remember Columbia luckily had professional survival classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taking it my senior year, and we did a whole semester on being a swing.
Nice.
So we like learned one role. I think I was playing like, is it Meg in A Chorus Line? Just for a couple dance numbers. And then I switched and I did the Sheila track.
Mm-hmm.
And we all had that. So we just kept switching around. So I feel like that was some good training that I had. And I'd always been a person that wanted to learn all the choreography that was being taught in the room. So I think I just naturally had that swing brain from the get, but I didn't know that there was a job for that at that time.
Yeah.
So it's funny. I was talking to an old professor / friend. She was a choreographer in a show I did at Rocky Mountain Rep. And we were chatting about repertory theater and how that also really helped figure out what a swing brain is. Having to, like, we were learning the Addams Family during the day and performing 42nd Street at night. The next week, alternating 42nd Street and Addams Family at night during the day, learning All Shook Up.
Right.
So much dancing. So much going on. Like, I was like, this is so hard, but so fun and exhilarating. And I really think working in repertory helped me be a better swing. I just had all of the books, all of the notes, wrote everything down. Even sometimes filming yourself dancing it really helps.
Yeah. So, well, yeah. We did an interview with JJ Neiman, who is a swing.
My God, obsessed.
Book of Mormon, but we had talked about that, you know, he had done things like the Muni where, you know, you get 2 weeks for this, then you're performing that, but while you're doing that, you're doing this and the other. And I was like, that's the best way to figure out a swing brain is to just,
you have to just do it,
go and do things and figuring out what note-taking system works for you and this and the other.
It's different for everybody. I would never say that there's like one specific way to do it.
Yeah, it just depends on how your brain works. I'm always talking to people and they're like, you would be a good swing in six because you could do many things. And I'm like, me, a swing? That's funny.
You never know. You probably could.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think Courtney was.
If you also like to do a lot of things all at once, you're probably right.
Probably. Yeah.
And it's such a tough, tough job. But I mean, if you're organized, if you like learning everything, if you like being a student, mm-hmm. to, you know, the arts, then yeah, it'll be super fun.
Yeah.
You'll want to do it.
Right. So someone else asks, who is your favorite queen to play in six?
Oh my gosh. Well, I always say this. I feel like Jane Seymour just because I played her the most.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like really curious. Like I've not practiced anything like recently, but I'm really curious what Cleves will be like. Because it's going to be so different. And like, I don't know what it's going to be, but we're going to find out. And I think it'll be really fun. But
yeah, also, like, the people are opposites too.
Yeah. Like, I think it's just going to be so, yeah, they're such polar opposites. Casey Moore and Cleaves, like, but it'll be fun just like being silly and like goofy and stuff on stage. Like, I get to be a little bit of my goofy self in Jane Seymour, but like not as much as you would in Cleaves. Right. So a little bit of that. And then also, it's tough. They're all fun. What am I saying? Like, my answer changes all the time.
I was going to say, because they're all just so different. Like, yeah. Wildly different in their own way.
I will say, like, it's funny. I realize that, like, the humor in Howard is something I can relate to a lot. Like, where you're not actually roasting somebody, but there's, like, a finesse to it where, like, you're, like, roasting them, but you're so nice. You know what I mean? And, like, yes. That's what, like, Nicole and I do to each other all the time. And, like, we would, like, joke around, be, like, being Howard and Boleyn in this one moment in the show. And we're just like, oh my God, this is like just literally us, because we have the same humor as Toby and Lucy, you know? Right. So like, it just, all of it is just so funny and so fun to be able to play out that it's just, I don't know. It's just like I'm playing with friends the entire time.
Right.
And the writing is so smart. It's so fun. It's just like, we're acting as Toby and Lucy the entire time with ourselves, you know?
Yeah. Those are the best. Yeah. Those are the best jobs. You're getting paid to dress up and be a pop star for like 90 minutes. That's wild. Dreams.
Yeah.
The dream. All right. That is all I have. Thanks for sitting and chatting with me.
Thank you so much for inviting me.